Vashikaran techniques, safe and ethical ways to use them. Vashikaran is a very old spiritual practice that deals with attracting people towards you, managing harmony, and developing your own relationships. It is a process of transmitting positive energy to improve relationships and overall well-being. Although Vashikaran is often misunderstood, it actually deals with awareness, chanting, and spiritual alignment rather than controlling people. Vashikaran is famous for developing real relationships and can be a very useful tool to improve relationships. If you are facing issues in your life, you need to rush to a renowned Vashikaran specialist in Kolkata. Today's discussions about Vashikaran stress the need for ethical and responsible use. Authentic spiritual practice is based on respect, choice, and genuine goodwill. When we opt for safe and ethical approaches, we encourage growth, harmony, and emotional well-being rather than manipulation or harm. The process should be embarked upon with confidence and integrity. Various ways to use Vashikaran techniques in safe and ethical ways. Vashikaran is a spiritual practice that focuses on attraction and relationship building in a positive and respectful manner. By working on personal development and building real, genuine, and enthusiastic consent, you can better regulate your emotions rather than trying to control others. Prioritize self-improvement. Work on your own personal growth. Meditate, practice positive affirmations, and self-reflect to boost your confidence and emotional stability. These qualities will improve your relationships and create a more positive environment with those around you. Respect, free will, consent, and mutual choice are key to healthy relationships. Both of these people should be appreciated and treated with respect. Honest communication and respect for each other's boundaries are what make every interaction. Manipulating or working against someone's free will is not right and goes against making a spiritual connection. In healthy relationships, both individuals are involved in the decision-making process, which helps to build trust and strengthen the bond between the two individuals. Practice mindfulness and meditation. Meditation helps you become more aware of yourself. It helps you to understand your own thoughts and emotions. This process calms your emotions, and it becomes easier to deal with the difficulties of life with grace. Since your mind is calm and stable, your communication will also become clear. This clarity will help you build stronger links, and as your relationships improve, they will become more satisfying. Use mantras for inner balance. Chanting mantras is an ancient practice that can help calm the mind and improve focus. When done with respect and purpose, this technique not only provides emotional clarity but also enhances your connection with yourself instead of relying on external control. The repetition of sacred sounds can help you develop a peaceful mental environment, allowing your thoughts to settle and your focus to sharpen. But if you need some help resolving issues in your life, then a tantric in Kolkata can help. Avoid fear-based rituals. Using fear, obsession, or harmful intentions can seriously harm a person's mental health. These negative energies may cause a person to experience anxiety, pain, and hopelessness. However, through positive, ethical, and healthy practices of the mind, a person can develop strength and happiness and improve his or her relationships. Keeping the focus on positive habits helps create an optimistic attitude and improves our emotional well-being. Conclusion: each spiritual practice must promote optimism, development, and kindness towards others. Harmony is achieved through empathy, effective communication, and balanced intentions. It never comes from trying to control someone else's will. Frequently asked questions: can Vashikaran control the mind of another person? Ethical spiritual perspectives emphasize that no practice should override free will. Healthy relationships are based on consent and respect. Are mantras in Vashikaran harmful? Meditation mantras and techniques are intended to calm the mind and improve concentration, not to affect or control others. Can Vashikaran improve relationships? Focusing on patience, understanding, and better communication is more reliable and ethical than attempting influence,